Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Because life sounds like. Here we go. Let's go, gang. And a good Monday afternoon.
Well, hello, my people.
Sounds like we got the band back together.
Oh, we do have the band back together.
Hello.
How are your 3 days off? What did you do?
I had a staycation.
Okay. And I hate that term.
I know, but my husband was home. We had a gloriously phenomenal 4 or 5 days.
Good.
I had that event on K10 that I told you about on Wednesday and Thursday that was phenomenal. We spent all weekend outside. It was just a wonderful several days off. Like I jumped out of bed this morning. I'm like, let's go back to work.
Nobody ever says that. Nobody ever says that.
I did. I'm like, let's do this. I'm ready to go back.
Let the insanity begin again.
Darn right. Speaking of insanity.
Okay, what's up?
We cannot repeat the words that probably came out of everyone's mouth during the last 12 minutes of the Chiefs game last night. Where were you when you watched that game?
I was at Kelly's house, in the car, and then at my house. Are you talking about when they tried to freeze him?
Yes. How many times can we ask that poor, sweet butt kicker guy to keep kicking that ball?
It's not butt kicker, it's butt
kicker. Oh, he is a butt kicker. And I will tell you, I am nervous watching the Chiefs games anyway, but I just so happened to watch the game with my mom and dad last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you back a little present from my mother as that clock ticked down. Yep. Okay.
Welcome to episode 1 of my mother's thoughts about the Chiefs game. Who do we have here?
This is Patrick.
And what do we want to say to Patrick today after that historic win?
I love you so much.
And Edwards. And Butker. And Kelsey.
And Butker 3 times.
Yes, 3 times, Butker. It's fantastic.
And then, if Patrick is listening, what do you want to say to him about his performance today?
Patrick, you are awesome. I love you so much.
You have not watched a game until you watched that game with my mother. So she's clutching that little Patrick Mahomes.
It's like a little doll, like
Hallmark,
a voodoo doll.
It's like a little Hallmark. I think Hallmark did the little Patrick Mahomes doll.
Yeah.
She is clutching that thing, choking the life out of the stuffing of that thing.
It looks like a little miniature voodoo doll.
It does. And God bless that little thing. She's clutching it and screaming and, aah! And I cannot watch a game with her again. I was so stressed out. And how many times can they call timeout at the end of one of those kicks? Number one.
As many timeouts as they have.
And number two.
Thank you, Sam.
I hate that rule that I thought they were going to get rid of, that whoever wins the coin toss basically wins the game, except last night.
No, what?
Well, I hate that. It worked out in our favor last night, but it didn't 2 years ago.
The rule that if you score a touchdown after you
it's receive.
Over. No, wait, no. You don't understand the rule, I don't think. If you win the coin toss, okay?
You get to go.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But if you score a touchdown, the game is over. If you get a field goal, then the other team has a chance to either score a touchdown or a field goal, which obviously would tie it, and then you go into second overtime.
Okay, thank you, because I did not know that rule, and as soon as they did the coin toss, I said, is this that stupid thing with whoever gets the toss and scores, it's over?
You only win the game...
if it's a touchdown.
If you score a touchdown on your first possession.
Okay, I didn't know that. I still think it's a stupid rule, and I still think everyone should have a chance to score.
If you score a touchdown on your second possession... the other team has a chance to try to score a touchdown.
Okay, is that new?
Within the last 2 years.
Yes, within the last 2 years, mm-hmm. since we were stuck on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And screaming. It didn't end well, screaming when that happened. Well, good. See, I didn't know they had updated it. You know, I don't pay that much attention. I just want them to win.
Okay. Apparently Big Juicy does too.
Oh, God, what a game. But I don't think I can watch another one with her. She just...
is she out of control?
She's out. And my dad was even worse. He was dropping words I can't repeat. Every time we were offsides, whatever number 77 was, I cannot even tell you the words coming out of my father's mouth like a sailor.
Did they start with F?
Yes, a string of them as verbs,
mother,
adjectives, nouns.
Oh, my word.
I was like, oh my. Even my mom goes, Craig, your daughter's here.
Adverbs when necessary.
I mean, it was just... every time they would blow the whistle, I go, oh, God, here we go.
A lot of people writing in saying there is no second overtime.
That is true.
Okay. All right. I misunderstood.
I thought if they scored and you were done, even if it was a kick.
So if the receiving team doesn't score on the first possession and the other team scores on their first possession, the game is over.
That's what I thought. Look at me knowing all about football.
You don't know a damn thing.
Well, I knew what you didn't know just now.
You want to play this game?
No, I don't. I'm just so glad they won. And did you see Andy Reid's mask worked this time?
Yes. Did not fog over.
Clear as a whistle.
Clearly, they've worked on that over the week.
Clearly. They got him some Rain-X. Everything was good.
Rain-X.
Or he just had multiple and he was swapping them out.
I don't know what he was doing, but it worked. Anyway, what a game. I was just so stressed out. And apparently now next week they play Monday night next week.
Yeah. Tonight, the Monday night game is in Vegas.
Is it?
First time ever. Yep.
So the Raiders?
I don't know, Dana. Who would play in Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know. They keep bouncing around, but it would be the Raiders, and then I think I heard it was the Seahawks. Is that right?
No, the Seahawks played yesterday.
Who is it? I don't know. I truly don't know, but I'll watch. Doesn't it just make you feel normal when there's a football game on?
Yes.
Even without the fans?
How weird was it yesterday when they were playing in I want to say San Diego, when they were playing.
Yeah.
By the way, that stadium in Los Angeles is awful looking.
Awful looking?
Oh, I thought it was
the outside,
a beautiful facility.
Oh, the inside was amazing.
Oh, no, the inside was fantastic. The outside of that Los Angeles stadium, oh my God, that is the ugliest.
Really?
Alien looking like thing I have ever seen.
Oh, well, I just saw the inside and it looked stunning. But
the inside looked great. The inside looked great.
My mom said to me at one point, I don't think I like the fake crowd noise. And I said, do you know how weird and awful it would be to listen to a completely silent football game with just the grunts and the groans? I like that noise piped in. I think it's got to be unbearably weird for the players.
Because they're not piping it into the stadium, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I think they're
They're only piping that over to the TV.
Right.
Yeah. So the players don't hear anything. It's just a bunch of, hey, did you just grab me there?
Oh, it's got to be so... Stop poking me in the eyes, dude.
Oh, my
dude.
God, that's my penis.
Watch the jewels, brother.
That stadium, by the way, is a new $5 billion structure.
No way.
With a B.
No.
It is.
No, because the one they built in Arlington was $1 billion.
Listen to this from the sports writers. But for all the sights and spectacles shared over the tens of thousands of miles covering sports, nothing resembled the out-of-body adventure we began Saturday afternoon flying into Los Angeles to cover the Chiefs game on Sunday at the new $5 billion SoFi Stadium.
SoFi.
Sorry, SoFi. I was like, who's SoFi? Aw.
Okay,
no.
$5 billion?
$5 billion with a B.
And I agree, Scott. It looks like the spaceship from Independence Day landed in the middle of L.A. And
yes, then they just thank you. The outside, it a stadium. I hate the outside. The inside looked fantastic. But the outside, I was like, what? $5 billion?
Yeah.
How many years of playing football are you going to have to play before you make that money back?
A couple weeks.
Excuse me?
Well, they're also hoping to use it for things like World Cup games, things like that. It's got a much bigger purpose.
So why did this arena or stadium, why did it cost $5 billion?
Oh, because I'm sure it's got every single amenity that anyone could imagine, plus the suites have to be outstanding.
Well, yes, but the one they built in Arlington was only $1 billion.
Did you see the ovular screen that went over the entire field? That thing had to have been $1 billion
awesome.
By itself.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's a whole article in the Star today about how weird it was for the very few sports writers that were allowed to cover the game. A plastic shield separated every seat in the press box, even though we were all seated three spaces apart.
Okay.
Despite the circumstances, it says, the play's the thing after all, and there was something reassuring about that amid the chaos.
Telephone number here, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Do you remember? Politics-free version of Dana and Parks. Oh, and there was plenty of politics over the weekend, of which we will not discuss. A story here from NBC News. Shells, who is 37, a nurse from Houston, spends at least 2 hours a day with her husband playing a casino-style smartphone game called Jackpot Magic. The app... Beg your pardon?
Uh-oh.
The app offers a variety of typical casino games to play, including their favorite, which is called Real Rivals, a game in which players accrue points by playing a virtual slot machine. As in a real casino, players exchange money for coins to bet. But unlike in a real casino, there is no way to win money back or earn a payout on coins. But that has not stopped Shells and her husband from spending about...
No. Wait a minute. Back up. So there's no payout.
You just pay to play.
You just pay to play. There Correct. Is no payout like there would be in a casino.
Correct. But that has not stopped Shells and her husband from spending roughly $150,000.
Oh, my God.
In the last 2 years.
In 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
How is that legal if you are paying in to a gambling-style game with no chance of any payout?
She has to use her in-game username so that her family does not find out how much money they have spent on the game. Quoting here from Shells, we lie in bed next to each other. We have two tablets, two phones, and a computer, and all these apps spinning Real Rivals at the same time. We normalize it with each other.
Oh, no.
You lay in bed with two tablets, two phones, and a computer. That's five devices.
okay. And a big addiction.
But this is beyond addiction. And I need to go back to the legality of this, and here's why. There are state gaming commissions in every state in our country, okay?
Correct.
If you buy, say, a scratch-off lottery ticket, it is actually illegal, and we need to look this up. It might be a federal crime for someone to sell you a ticket that is expired or has no chance of you winning. So let's say the game was last year's scratch-off Mega Millions and the tickets are no good. If you go to sell those, Scott, I think knowingly or unknowingly, and you get caught, you are in an enormous amount of trouble. Mm. There are commissions that oversee gaming, and in games of chance, you have to have the chance. Even though that chance is with Powerball.
You have to have a chance to win.
One in a million.
Okay.
You actually legally have to have a chance.
To win.
To win, no matter how small. So how in God's name is a game like this, which is a casino-style game, you are paying into play, there is zero chance of any payout.
Mm-hmm.
How is that legal? Is it because it's online and there's no...
Where's it based? You don't know that it's based in the United States.
Governing umbrella body that oversees that stuff? I mean, you know this, Sam, with the scratch-off tickets. Those things are so closely monitored and regulated,
right,
so that it is actually a game of chance.
Each stack of scratchers has to have a certain number of winners in it to even be able to be pushed out for sale.
And if they're not?
Then that company pushing out that scratcher is going to have a big issue.
Well, that company is the state.
Well, I think the state is the regulator. Well, you're right. The Missouri State Lottery and the Kansas State Lottery. But my point is there's heavy regulation with that. How is this even allowed?
How do you know that there's a certain number of winners in every stack?
Because there's a regulator that oversees that stuff.
Hmm. Telephone number here is 576-7798. In 2 years, they've dropped $150,000. They lay in bed at night, and this is all they do.
Okay, but $150,000 would be an unconscionable amount to even drop in a real casino.
Correct.
Why wouldn't you go play a game of chance in a real casino where you at least have a shot at winning something?
576-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. 576-7798.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
We're talking about the story from NBC News. This couple is, the headline is, addicted to losing. And they play, her name, by the way, is Shells. She doesn't want to use her real name. She's 37. She's a nurse. Houston. She spends at least 2 hours a day with her husband playing a casino-style smartphone game called Jackpot Magic. Now, you can't win money on Jackpot Magic, but you can apparently spend a lot of money. And this couple, Shells and her husband, have spent over $150,000. Every night they get into bed, they have two phones going, two devices, and a computer. So they have five total devices going at one time. Can you say I'm addicted to a little online game? Yes. They never win because on this game, Jackpot Magic, you cannot win. You can win, but you don't get money, if that makes sense. Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Bob. Doing well. Hey, can you roll up the window if you have your window down?
Let me get you up on my phone.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to give a little clarification. I played a couple of these little games here and there. I know Dana said last before break that you have to pay for these games. And that's not completely true. most of these apps, when you download them, they give you a certain amount of tokens or credits or whatever. But with any game of chance, sooner or later, you're going to run out of tokens.
Yeah.
And this is where they make all their money is, as soon as you run out of them tokens, they say, hey, you know, for $5, you can buy 1,000 more tokens. Or, hey, for $20, you can buy 10,000 more tokens. And, you know, as someone who has an addictive personality, like things like these guys, I feel like they're just riding that itch to get more tokens.
Yep.
And they're just spending more and more money. You know, this is no different than kind of like the Candy Crush and the other little games where you only have so many lives, and after your lives are done, you can buy more lives, or you can wait till the next day to get more lives.
Yeah, they make you wait, Scott. It's a brilliant strategy. So, you know, when you and I were growing up and Pac-Man was all the rage, you could just keep feeding quarters into the machine, right? So some genius 5 or 10 years ago thought, what if we do the opposite and we ban people from playing when they're out of lives? Think about it. So if you want that itch, you want to scratch that itch, they basically tell you, you can't play anymore. You're out of lives. We're going to make you wait 24 hours unless, I mean, you could pay $5 or $10 and we'll let you in for another couple chances. And so it's brilliant. If someone said to you, I'm going to create a game, but we're going to stop people from playing, you'd go, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Why would you stop people from playing? Oh, no, right. No. Shutting that door makes people want to blast through that door.
And they will do that with
again
money.
Again and again and again. It is the most brilliant, scary gaming strategy for people with addictive personalities.
Let's go to Rose in Kansas City. Rose, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Scott and Dana. Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure's ours. Thank you.
Dana, how many times in the past year have you paid green fees to go golfing?
A lot.
Scott, how many times have you spent a whole lot of money to go to a Kiss concert?
In the last year? None.
Well, no, and not
there's this thing called COVID.
But over history of time, yeah. I would imagine it's been a few times.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Correct. Okay. So the key is, and it's very much the same as what your last caller said, somewhere in the fine print of every one of these little apps on your phone, it says, for entertainment purposes only. And people will spend money on things that they enjoy or perhaps in this case are addicted to. And as long as it's still there, they're going to keep shoving out the money.
But then, Rose, and I understand the analogy you are trying to make, but why, when it comes to gambling, which I do believe can trigger addiction, I would say golf is a passion or a hobby. It's not an addiction.
Right. No, and I agree.
When you tie it to the loss of money with no real way to have any return on that money, why is it not regulated the way that we regulate gambling, traditional gambling?
Well, because there's no payback. If there were a chance for payback, it would be regulated. But it is for entertainment purposes only. And so if it's me and my addiction to quilting, nobody's going to tell me I have to stop buying material.
I see what you're saying. It's because there's no payback.
Correct.
That there's no regulation.
Correct.
Wow.
You know, if somebody like that was the analogy I was trying to make with the golfing. I mean, you can spend as much money you want on green fees and fancy putters and shoes.
Yeah.
Or like my buddy who just went out and spent God knows how much money on a new bow for his bow and arrow. These people just choose to spend their money, in my opinion, in a ridiculous fashion on a gambling game.
Huh.
Rose? Interesting call, and thank you for
That's
making
good point.
It.
All right. Thanks, guys. Right. Enjoy your show every day.
Hey, right, thank you very much. Be well. So you don't have a payout, so it's not technically gambling. Then how do you get addicted to it? See, I've never understood this. and maybe it's me. I'm not a gamer. I don't play video games. I don't understand people who say, you know, I played 24 hours of video games. How do you play video games for 24 hours?
Especially when all you're doing is spinning a wheel and watching yourself rack up fake money that right. you're never going to get a payout on.
Right, because you could say with video games, like, you know, with some of the strategy involved, with some of the scenarios involved, that those are more entertaining than just watching a wheel spin in front of you aimlessly.
They're skill-based, whereas when you're just pushing Correct. The button to start the wheel, there's no skill in that.
How do I feel? By the way, 3712, go get yourself checked in somewhere because you're crazy. Oh, my God.
We got a yeller. Do we have a level 5 yeller crazy person?
The C word is being thrown around
wow.
in here.
Wow, in all caps, and, I bet, too.
Not at you, by the way, at me.
Wow.
Yep.
That's progressive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Literally, I'm trying to count how many texts came in from this guy in the last 5 minutes. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 12.
Oh, you're seeing that too? This man is angry.
Oh.
I've been trying to read it, but they all come in not in order, so I can't figure out
where it starts.
Yeah, me either.
You know, but if that is your pastime, people get very protective of rationalizing their pastime. And I don't think, Scott, it's possible to rationalize a $150,000 loss over 2 years. Even if he's a millionaire and she's a very, very, very successful nurse, 150 grand over 2 years?
It's a lot of money.
There's a reason she doesn't want her family to know.
That's the reason she goes by the name Shells, which tells me her real name is Michelle.
Or Shelley.
Fair.
Nathan. My name needs to be 1-800-BETS-OFF. Call somebody, sister. You've got a problem.
What's up, Nathan?
Hi, Nathan. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just wanting to sort of respond a little bit to what Rose was saying, your previous caller. In these games, if you have to buy the game like $5 in the App Store, and then as you play, if you run out of lives and you have to pay more money if you want to play that day, but
yeah.
the game will also reward you with more lives if you make it to certain checkpoints, that can still constitute gambling because you're getting something that's worth money as a reward for playing the game.
Okay.
Even if it's not money that you're getting.
It's not money, but it can be used as currency to exchange for more play.
Right.
Which, again, Nathan, is why I don't get why this isn't regulated.
Well, in a lot of cases, it ought to be, because a lot of times what this stuff preys on is kids that don't know any better.
If it's someone under the age of 18, there's no way that's legal. No way.
But these are not people under the age of 18, Nathan. These are this is a wife and a husband who do this while they lay in bed at night. I mean, they clearly know better. Right?
Well, if it's a wife and husband, then I don't know. I mean, if it's grown-ups, then they can do whatever they want with their money, really. If they're addicted, then they obviously need help. But, I mean, nobody's going to stop me going to the casino if I want to go to the casino and blow $100.
Well, but they would stop you if you lost your house and you signed up voluntarily for the bets off list.
But I would have to sign up voluntarily. If I was like, no, I don't have a problem. I've lost my house. I've lost my car. I've lost everything. I don't have a problem. Then there's really not a whole lot that anybody can do about that. If I don't want to admit that I have a problem.
Nathan, do you have a problem?
I don't gamble, no.
Dude, I don't either.
I don't even gamble in the stock market, so you know.
Oh, really? You don't invest?
You don't have 401k?
No.
Okay.
Where do you put your money?
Mostly cash, and then turn it right back into the business.
Okay.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, good to talk to you. Be well, my friend.
Yep, you too.
He's not wrong, though, about them targeting children, though. Like, there was a story a couple of months ago about Fortnite and kids spending $10 on some character skin on Fortnite, and they use their parents' credit card, and the parents were angry.
However, if that happens, you can get that money back from that app. It is not legal if your credit card is tied to like your Apple account and your kid goes haywire with you are not on the hook for that.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know.
This song would be so much better without the ooga shaka, ooga shaka.
It works. I like the ooga shaka.
I don't even know who she is anymore. Stephen and Lawrence. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys. It's such an honor to speak to Washington University's most famous alumnus.
Well, thank you for that.
Nice.
I was just going to say, I play a game where I think you get to a certain level. I think they purposely do it where you have to buy rubies or gems or whatever in the game to get to these next levels. Because, like, I play a game where I'm on level 70. I play every day. But there's people on level, like, 150. So, like, even if I played 24 hours a day forever, I'd never be able to get there. And also, there's special things that you can only get, like, tanks and stuff if you pay the money.
What do you mean? Like with some of them, I know you can like dress them up and buy different characters and different guns, but all of that you have to pay for, correct?
Oh yeah, because like the game I play is a jungle game, and there's like a helicopter, and even if you had the money to buy it, it takes 7 days for it to get built. Well, if you buy these diamonds, you can get it built instantly. So if you didn't pay the extra money, it would take weeks to do what takes seconds with the diamonds.
I'm so confused. I'm not a gamer, so I don't understand the way this stuff works. But what's the point?
Because if you didn't... Like, let's say I have a fortress. If I didn't... Since I don't pay the extra money, there's 90% of people I could never beat because my... It'd be like me throwing a rock against someone that has a grenade launcher. There's okay. just such a difference in power. Well, you know, a couple of years ago, Kim Kardashian had an app that made $70 million.
Oh, yeah.
People were paying retail prices for fake dresses that were digital dresses.
I do remember thinking I wanted to fling myself out a window when I read that story, Stephen.
Clint in Lee's Summit. Clint, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Dana, Scott. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. I absolutely love your show. Been listening for a long time.
Pleasure's ours. Thank you. It's yours. Go ahead.
Well, I've been a gamer for about 2 decades now, and I wanted to answer some of your guys' questions. First, to touch on what the previous caller was talking about, he was talking about what's called pay-to-win mechanics. That's where you are literally throwing money at the game just so you can have a competitive advantage over people who aren't throwing money at the game.
Okay, let me stop you there and ask you something. If you throw no money at the game, do you have any chance in hell at advancing?
No. Like, some games give you special ammo type that deals more damage to other players. The previous caller was saying, you can either have your helicopter right now by throwing money, or I have to wait, and oh my gosh, there goes half my army because I'm waiting on this stupid helicopter for 7 days.
And none of this is regulated, Clint, correct?
And that's what I was going to get at. Because, it's not regulated, but there are lawmakers that are pushing for it. Back in 2018, there was this huge blow-up over a Star Wars game because this Star Wars game had clear, obvious pay-to-win mechanics. They came in the form of what's called a loot box. And loot boxes, the only reason they're not called gambling, kind of going to what you were asking about earlier, Dana, it's just the law has not caught up with the times.
Got it.
A loot box is you pay $5 and you get 4 or 5 random items for your game.
Right.
And most of the time, they're just cosmetics. But in this Star Wars game, they were actual competitive advantages. So you throw enough money at the game, you get enough random stuff. And that's the key word. It is random stuff. Therefore, you're gambling. One of the, like, you'll, if you look in the UK, you'll see lots of horror stories about how my kid blew through $20,000 trying to get Scottie Pippen on his dream team basketball team.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. And then, Scott, going to one of the things you were asking about, how is this like tied in with gambling, or how is it as addictive as gambling? It's the same thing as a slot machine. You know, you hit the jackpot, all the bells and whistles start going off.
Yep,
they're flashing, and that's how these games are made to work. When you open a loot box, it starts shaking, and lights and fireworks start going off. Then boom, all your little items pop out and light up for you.
And Clint, you talk about regulation not catching up. Think about it this way. It took how many years for lawmakers and consumers to finally say to the lobbyists, we've had enough with the payday loan scam? And we started to see states starting to cap, you know, you can no longer charge somebody 1,479%. And Missouri was one of the worst and last to bring that down. And Scott used to say, well, if you're dumb enough to pay it, and that's a fair argument, if you're dumb enough to pay it, why not let people pay it?
And I still believe that.
I can see people saying with this gaming thing the same thing. If you're dumb enough to flush that money down the toilet, who am I to say that needs to be regulated?
Because it actually is gambling. Like I said, you're putting money in for a randomly generated outcome, and you might not be getting something of cash value out of that, but you're getting something of personal value out of that. Whether it be, I want this shiny new skin that everyone has. Whether it be, I want Scottie Pippen on my dream team, basketball team, so I can have a better team than the other guy. You're getting something of value. It might not be monetary. And that's actually the fence that the ESA, the gaming lobbyist group, that's what they put forward against these lawmakers that are trying to regulate loot boxes and microtransactions in these video games. They say, well, you know, these things have no monetary value. Therefore, it can't technically be called gambling. But if you look over in Europe, many countries have already banned and outlawed these loot boxes because they have determined them to be gambling.
Hey, Clint, we got to run. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 576-7798. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.